the people who work for the New York Times as journalists believe that their journalism should be addressed to the public at large. And one of the things that happens when you start to charge is you're in effect cutting yourself off from the widest possible public your journalism can reach. And if the real product of the New York Times is its influence, its reach into the culture, into the political classes, and indeed around the world to other countries, then this is a very risky move with the very heart and soul of the newspaper, which is its ability to affect and influence public conversation.